This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will meet Joe Biden in Northern Ireland next week when the U.S. president flies in to take part in events to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Peace Accord. Sunak will greet Biden on Tuesday evening when Air Force One lands for what will be a closely watched visit to both sides of the Irish border at a time of heightened political uncertainty in Northern Ireland. North Korea's state news agency says there's been another test of what it describes as an underwater nuclear attack drone. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The Korean Central News Agency said the drone was put into the sea off the country's east coast on the 4th of April. According to the agency, it traveled around for over 71 hours before detonating its warhead just outside a port also on the east coast. The first test of the underwater drone was reported by North Korea in late March. The news of the drone comes after consistent objections from Pyongyang over joint U.S. and South Korean and Japanese military exercises. I'm Karen Chamas.
More than 30 children were reunited with their families in Ukraine this weekend after a long operation to bring them back home from Russia or Russia-occupied Crimea, where they'd been taken from areas occupied by Russian forces during the war. Mothers hugged sons and daughters as they crossed the border from Belarus into Ukraine on Friday after a complex rescue mission involving travel across four countries. Kyiv estimates nearly 19,500 children have been taken to Russia or Crimea since Moscow invaded Ukraine in February last year in what it condemns as illegal deportations. The Biden administration next week will begin testing faster asylum screenings for migrants caught crossing the U.S.-Mexico border.